Adaf. We're continuing the topic of Kumin, that you're not permitted to walk chutz l'tchum on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, even though you're permitted to carry things that you need, you're not permitted to carry it chutz l'tchum of its owner. Abeimah v'hakelim kiragli habaylam. That the food and clothing and svarim, items, objects, have the same tchum as the owner. So the Mishnah describes the following case. Mishohoy peirosa b'ir acheres. I'm in one city, and I have my peiros, my food, in a different city, and it's chutz l'tchum. The peiros are chutz l'tchum. V'irvu b'nei oisa ha'ir, and the people in the city where my food is, made an erev, some of the people made an erev etchumen to enable them to go to the other city. If not for the erev etchumen, they wouldn't be able to go. So they made an erev etchumen, they're able to go. And I live in the I live in the other city, and I did not make an erev etchumen. So my peiros are chutz l'tchum me, outside of my tchum. So when the people in the city where my peiros are going to walk to my to the city where I'm located on Yom Tov, are they permitted to carry my food to bring to me? So it says lo yavi olo. They're not permitted to bring the food to me because my food is chutz l'tchum me. And if a person, let's say, a person lives here, and he walks chutz l'tchum by the shaygig, the maze, whatever, he goes way chutz l'tchum, he goes miles away. So what's the din is chutz l'tchum? The halacha says he's not allowed to budge, he's not allowed to go chutz l'dalat amos. He can't come back. He's not allowed to walk chutz l'dalat amos. A person has a whole alpai mama is one mil. A mil is 3/5 of a mile, less than a mile. So a person has it. He's over here, this is where he lives, he has alpai mama in all directions, that's the tchum shabbat. But once he's chutz l'tchum already, so he only has dalat amos around the location where he is. So the same thing his peiros. If his peiros are chutz l'tchum of the owner, he can only move the peiros terch dalat amos. If the peiros are in the house, so the whole house is considered terch dalat amos. If the city has an eruv around it, so the whole city is considered the kedalat amos domi. Because an eruv means a mechitza, and whatever is terch rishus hayochid is considered terch dalat amos domi.
So what's a chiddush?
No chiddush. Yeah, basically it's a repeat from the previous day.
The other people, they have an Erev that they should be able to bring.
Even though the other people have an Erev and they personally are permitted to walk and carry their food to the other city.
Right, but they can carry for him.
But they cannot carry my food to the other city because I didn't make an Erev and my food is chutz l'tchum shali. So it only has dalat amos aviva and that's all. The emiret who, and if I also made an Erev, I am located here for Yom Tov and I made an Erev to enable myself to walk to the other city, then my peiros are terch atchum shali, then the peiros are my tchum. My tchum is the center of my tchum is where I left the box of matzah, where I left the erev tchum. And the both cities are terch atchum, so the food that I left in the other city is also terch atchum. So peiros of kamo, so the peiros have the same thing, just to repeat from the previous Mishnah. And then the second half of the Mishnah is also basically repeat, the same thing. I invited guests to come eat by me on Yom Tov. Misha Zimin Etzla Orchim. I invited guests to come from the other city, and let's say it's Chutz L'tchum, and they made an Erev. So they're permitted to go Chutz L'tchum from their city to my city, they can come. And then I want to give them, let's say they didn't finish eating everything, so they left over.
Doggy bread.
Yes, I want to give them the rest of the flesh or the rest of the food that they should eat it when they go home. So it says lo yalichu biyadamonis. They shouldn't carry home to the other city the doggy bag. Okay, the leftovers. I remember many years ago I visited on a Shabbos morning. Rav Shmuel Razovsky, he was one of the big Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovez Yeshiva. So his wife at that time, that was his second wife. So his second wife was a very fancy cook. So she made very elaborate meals, very delicious meals. So she gave so much food, so it wasn't shy to eat up. I don't know how he ate the food. So much food, wasn't shy to eat all the food. So we left over, we couldn't eat anything. So he pointed his finger and he said, there's an Erev here in Bnei Brak, and you're going to take home the food and you're going to eat it home this afternoon, later in the week. You take it home. He made us take home the food. So here, if it would be Chutz L'tchum, that was Shabbos, there was an Erev. If it would be Yom Tov and there's no Erev, if it's Yom Tov, so the guests came mechutz l'tchum ayidei erev. They made an erev tchumen, so they can come to eat by me and go back home. But I want them to take home the leftovers, the manas, the leftover food. So the food was mine on Yom Tov. It's not their food. Yeah. They're eating my food. So my food has my tchum, and I didn't make an eruv to go chutzlis, to walk to the other eruv. Yeah, when I give him the food on Yantav, the food belongs to him, but at the beginning of Yantav, the food belongs to me. So the Kaina Shvisa Zayin, the being Kaina Shvisa,
he can eat while he's here.
Where is the Makam? Yeah, they can eat the food while they're here. But he can only carry the food as far as my tchum.
Whose food is he eating?
Now it's his food. Now it's his food.
At the plate, it's his food.
Yeah.
But he still can't take it home with him?
Right, because at the beginning of Yantav, when all of the dinim of Kumin start ticking off, the food belonged to me. It didn't yet belong to the guests. They don't come till later. They don't come till Yantav in the morning.
It's only what he eats that he is kind of. What is not what he didn't eat.
I give him everything, I give him the rest. Everything belongs to you. But since the beginning of Yantav, it belonged to me, so he can't switch in the middle of Yantav. The Kum doesn't switch.
If he would have been Hefker, could have been.
Right. Would have been Hefker, would have been good, because we Paskin.
It's not like Hefker.
Right, we Paskin the Hefker, not kind of Shvis. We don't pass them like that. We pass them nichse hefka, not kone shvisa.
A person eats the sova lam tchum, why you have to take the rest of the leftover food to take around the
because the Balbos gives it to him to take home.
They live in the other city, so he wants to give them that they should eat the rest of it at home.
People didn't eat it.
No, even
whatever it is, they should eat the shirayim or give it to their children, whatever it is, he wants to give them. Rashi on the top doesn't say like that.
He ate the first in his room. Yeah.
The guests ate by me, and then I want to give them some food to take home. Rashi writes on Rashi writes a strange pshat on the top line on the daf. Rashi writes, Lo yolichu la'achas sudo, after they finish eating, after the benching, they're going to walk home to the other city. They should not bring the food. Manas means food. Like shalach manas is food. Yeah. Can't be out to shalach manas by giving a maton. You have to give food. So they shouldn't carry manas biyadim lebeisam. They shouldn't carry home the food. Lesudas halayla. In order to eat tonight.
That's the difference. It's
like it's achone. Right, so that's what the Rashash with your side is tonight. The Rashash asks, what do you mean? It's glat achone. What are you talking about? Chutz l'tchum. And if it's mamish next door, and even if there's an Erev, it's also achone. You're not allowed to carry home the food, even teich Erev, to prepare for a Matzoh Yantav. It's a strange Rashi.
So maybe Rashi helped if you have to take off the food. Then you have to interpretation of this Mishnah. Maybe Rashi is saying that the reason you're working allowed to take it is because
only Mishnah said it's not allowed because of Tchumen. Not allowed because of Tchumen, not because of Hachonah. No. Somehow Rashi is not bothered with Hachonah. It's very strange.
Rashi figured they gave him so much to eat, such a guest that he wouldn't be able to eat it all today.
A fellow digger Rashi. It's a problematic Rashi. So it says they're not permitted to carry home the food with them, even though for them there's no problem of going back to their city because they made an Erev, etchumen, but the tchum of the food is the tchum of the host, of the original owner who owned it on Leil Yontif. Unless Ellen came, unless the Balabas knows in advance they're coming, so he picks up the food on Erev Yontif and he gives it to someone else and says, pick it up and be koine a baila, zachen liadam shalai b'fonav, Rashi quotes. You can give a matana to somebody who's here to be kind on behalf of somebody who's not here. So then it belongs to the guests even before Yantav begins. So at Leil Yantav, at the very beginning of Yantav, it already belonged to the guests. So it has their tchum. It doesn't have my tchum, it has their tchum. Here Taisus is bothered with Akasha, the first Taisus, and Mem Amaral is bothered with Akasha. You had the Gemara on the previous two Dafim earlier. You had the Gemara said that when you two dafim before, on Lamed Zayin on the base, on the top line. And Gemara repeated a few times. If I have in mind to give something, the matana, to somebody, I have in mind to give over the behemoths to the shepherd, and the shepherd has a different tchum, the shepherd lives over here and I live over here, we're within tchum of each other, but I have my own tchum, he has his own tchum. But since I had in mind on Erev Yontif to give over the sheep to the shepherd, to give a matana to somebody else, so they're ready. It's considered as even though he didn't make a legal kinyan yet, no maisi kinyan was made, it's already oimid lekach that it's going to be here, so they already has his tchum from the beginning of Yontif. So why does the Mishnah say over here, Elam kein zikah lehem anaseh me'erev Yontif, he has to make a maisi kinyan is to give over the plate full of food to someone else who's here to pick it up to be koine, a bailis on behalf of the guests who are going to come. Tema fractis is lomali zika. Why do you have to make the kinyonim? If he just says he has a mind to give it to the other one, showing genuk. That's what it said in the Gemara before. So some Rishayim Taka says, Lavdavke Zika. When the Mishnah says Zika Lam is Lavdavke, it just means unless he had that in mind. And Taisus and most of the Rishayim say no. Yesh Loimar, that Gemara before means he really had in mind. The other fella needs my Sefer. And he asked me in advance, he's going to come on Yom Tov to pick up the Sefer in the middle because he needs it to daven, to learn or something. So if I know that he needs it very much, and I had in mind that he asked me, and I said in advance, we all made up, so that he already has his tchum, even though legally it belongs to me, the sefer doesn't belong to him, and I didn't even lend it to him yet till the middle of Yom Tov, or the shepherd. I have no time to take care of the behemoth myself. I always have a shepherd to take care. I want to play with my grandchildren, whatever, talk to my children. I don't have time to take care. So we all made up in advance that the shepherd is going to take care of the behemoth on Yom Tov. Even though I didn't give them over to the shepherd, to the raya yet, or to the shomer yet, but we all know everybody's relying on that, so it has the tchum of the shomer. But over here, it's not always the case that they're going to take home the matanas. They don't really need it. They have food at home. If they leave over, they may yes lead over. They may not leave over the food. So since it's not it's not 100% clear that it's oimid lekach mebol yom. So therefore the Mishnah requires over here Zika. That's why you have to actually make a Maisi Kinyan on Erev Yom Tov to make it crystal clear that it's definitely theirs. It already belongs to them before Yom Tov, and therefore it has their Tchum. That's what Taisa says. V'yesh Leimar, that the Gemara, the previous daf that says the Shoyal, the fellow who wants to borrow the Sefer, he wants to borrow a beach chair, whatever, to sit in the sun, whatever he wants to borrow, Daite Tvei, on the Kli, he is relying more on that beach chair. Right, that machza, whatever, he's relying more on that than the Orchim are relying on the leftover foods. The Orchim are not, the Orchim don't even know about the leftover foods.
They didn't call me up. They didn't know there's going to be any leftover food.
I have a mind. I bake cookies specially to give them. The Orchim don't even know what the surprise is, what they're going to be in store for when they come on Yom Tov. I have a mind. So the only time that everybody has the other person's tchum is we both made up in advance. He knows and I know. And it's a vadoes, and it's clear. But if it's not so clear, so then you have to have dafke zika. You have to make the kinyan in advance in order that it should belong to the other person.
What is that? Is that like a pila has to be zika?
Yeah. No, it's makibid yevid. Yeah, the Mishnah says, if I invited the guest, they're not allowed to take home the leftover food, even though I had a mind to give them. I made cookies specially that they should take home. Not allowed to. Unless I made the kinyan, it's makibid, yeah. Now the Gemara has a very strange machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. A very strange psak also. Whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion, once in a while the Gemara will come to a conclusion. Oh, here's the famous Raya that the din is like this one, the din is like that one. Whenever the Gemara doesn't come to any conclusion, so the Gemara says the klal is, whenever it's a machlokes in the area of this, the heter, so we pass on like Rav. Whenever it's a machlokes in the area of dini mamonis, we pass on like Shmuel. Hilchas the kerabi isure ukeshmo bedine. Dini means dini mamonis. So here this is beitza, this is isa beheter. We're talking about tchumen, it's all isa beheter, it's arachayim, it's not choshe mishpat. So the din is going to be like Rav, and it's a very strange din that Rav says. There's a machlokes Rav Shmuel, I leave apikotin by you. Let's say I'm traveling around and I have some of my property, I leave it by you, you're a shaymer on the pikkudin. So who does it belong to? It belongs to me. You have no right to use it. You're not allowed to use my pikkudin. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, who's tchum. So if we made up, I'm leaving the pikkudin by you and I'm coming on Yom Tov because I need it, I need the machzer, I'm going to come pick it up, and you said, okay, door's going to be open, so then it's mine, and we made up in advance that I'm going to take it, right? So it's like the shoyl that I know I'm going to lend it to him. But let's say I left the pikkudin by you for some indefinite amount of time, and I pop in the middle of Yom Tov and I say, I want to take it back. And it's Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry, and it's something that I need today on Yom Tov, I want to carry it, and I want to take it chutz l'tchum shelcha, but it's tach ha-tchum sheli. It's tach ha-tchum sheli. So whose tchum does it have? So I would have said, if I would have been there, I would have said like Shmuel, it has the tchum of the owner. Isn't that what it says in all the Mishnah?
The Baal Kudin.
The Baal HaPikod, the owner? It's going to have a Shaykhis, yeah. So the Gemara has a Machlaikis. Hamafkid Peris Eitzel Chaveiro. I left some food, any item. Love Dafkid Peris food. Any item that I leave by somebody else. And I didn't make up in advance that I'm going to come pick it up on Yontif because I need it. We didn't make up. The Rishonim say I left it for an indefinite amount of time. I pop in on Yontif and I want to take it. Chutz l'tchum shel chov, the Shomer, batech atchum sheli of the owner. So Rav Amar kiragli misha hifkidu lo. Rav says, whose tchum does it have? Has the tchum of the Shomer. That's how we pass like Rav. I don't understand. We pass like Rav. Has the tchum of the Shomer. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel is what I would have said. Kiragli hamafke, the owner. It has the tchum of the owner. That's the Mishnah. Habeim v'hakelim, kiragli habaylim.
Who has achrayis?
Lo m'shayin zogin l'shayimah has achrayis.
But it still belongs.
Yeah, but he's not allowed to use it. But he's not allowed to use it. Shalach yad b'pikodin. He's not allowed to use it.
I'm a kaddish b'pikodin. Is the issue with she?
Kaddish b'pikodin means like this. The girl is holding on to a ring for me. The girl is holding on to my ring. So it's my ring. It's shaliyah b'shusi. Yeah, and I tell her, you don't have to hold on anymore. You can keep the ring. B'hariyat m'kodesh esli b'tabazu. That until now you were holding as a pikodin for me. Now I say you can keep it.
Even though he doesn't give her anything now.
Right. But she's still holding on to the ring. She has it in the house or whatever.
Still his ring.
Right. So it's my ring and a shali ubirshusi. That's a gemara. In order to be considered a full bailim, you have to have shali ubirshusi. Let's say I have an automobile, but it's stolen. I don't know where the automobile is. I have a behemoth, but it's stolen. I don't know who stole it. I don't know where it is. So that's called shali, but it's ain't a birshusi. So there's a machlekes hatanoim and mishnais, and there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan mishlokish had a paskin. And the bottom line, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, who paskins like that Tana, that you're not considered a full bailim if it's stolen. Gozov, lenis yasha bailim, if somebody stole my behemoth. And I wasn't this yasha, shnei made him a chayim lahagdisho. The Ghana for sure cannot be magdashid, he cannot sell it. It's not his. Ain't a shaloi. And even the owner, the true owner, the nignav, he's not a full bailim because it's ain't a b'shusa. Resh Lakish passes like the other Tana that you don't need shaloi u b'shusa. You need a shaloi. If it belongs to you, so it's yours. And we pass like Rabbi Yechon, you have to have shaloi b'shusa. But nonetheless, Tosis points out on that Gemara, that's in a few places, but mainly in Baba Kama, Dafa Samach Tes, Dafa Ayin. So Tosis points out there, a famous Tosis, when is it called ain't a b'shusa if it's stolen? If the item is stolen, I don't know where it is. But if someone's holding a pikodin for me, I know where it is. So since I have the right to go anytime and retrieve it, so that's considered shali u bishusi. It is considered bishusi. It's not just considered shali. So here, if you're holding on to my pikodin, you have no right to use it. It's mine. If you're going to use it, you'll be a... Gazlan, yeah. Shlichas yad b'pikodin. You're not allowed to use it. So why should Rab say kiragli mishi hifkidolo? I don't know. Rab says it has the tchum of the shomer. And Shmuel disagrees with it. He says no, it has the tchum of the real owner. So Abaz Bashteita Machlekes. So he points out there is a din. Maybe we'll learn a little more Gemara. Then we'll see the Gemara seems to be alluding to his din by Bal Yerah by Yimotze. There is a din. You only violate by Rabbi Matzah if the chametz belongs to me. Let's say there's a goyish worker in my house, and he comes in with a sandwich and he puts it in my refrigerator. It's his chametz. I'm not in violation of by Rabbi Matzah, and there's no chashash that I'm going to eat it either. It's a tray for sandwich. I'm not going to eat his. It belongs to him. There's no chashash. There's no by Rabbi. Or if it belongs, shalchoy atiraya. The Gemara says, "Avol atiraya shal acherim." Acherim means a nochri. Acherim Rashi said Acherim means a goy. B'shel gavaya, if it's hegdish, it's also not mine. You only violate by Rabbi Matzah
if it's another yid that would be
yoyvigal. That's the Rashi sounds like that. Rashi sounds like he holds yateray shal acherim, aval atarei shal acherim. Rashi writes shal nochrim. What if it's chemtu shal Yisrael lachad b'shusi? So Rashi seems to hold that you do violate by Rabbi Matzah. That's how the Pnei Yeshua with the Argodel with the. But the Orchadish and the Vilna Gaon, they all say that seems to be Rashi Shita. Tosis holds not so. Tosis holds that the Kpeid is, it has to be mine. If it doesn't belong to me, there's no Bayroa Bayimatz. So there is a Gemara in Psochim where the Gemara says, What if a Nachri left his chametz and my rishus, and I was a mekabel achrayis on it? Not some, he's working, he's the worker for me. I am a shomer, and I'm responsible for the chametz. To what extent am I responsible? There are different kinds of shomer. You can have either shomer chinam, or you can have a shomer soch, you can have a shoyl. Three different degrees of a shomer. Shomer chinam is only chayv if he does shiur. Shomer soch is even chayv if there's a gnei v'aveda that occurs. And a shoyl is chayv the maximum, even in chayv if an oinus occurs. So that's three opinions in the Rishonim. Tosfos and Shavuos has all the three opinions. When you say that if the Jew was mekabel achrayis grata, the din is that there's no din of shomer for a nochri. If a nochri leaves a pikadon by a Jew, so the whether he's a shamachinam or shamasach or a shoyl, he's not chayv any of the above. Shamachinam will not be chayv even if he does a pshia. Shamasach will not be chayv on gnei v'aveda, and the shoyl will not be chayv on onsen. Because there's a pasuk in Mishpatim says ki itirin shal reyehu kesev akelim lishma. Reyehu means not chayid. It doesn't mean a goy. Someone just asked me the other day. That it says in Parshas Boy, Vishral Isha Meis Reusa, Klechesa Vechleizov. On Erev Pesach, they have to go knock on the doors of the Mitzrayim before they left Egypt in order to ask for Matanis. That's Bezus Mitzrayim. There was a special Hairah Shah they had to ask for Matanis before they leave. So how can the Pasuk say, Vishral Isha Meis Reusa, Ish Meis Reehu, Isha Meis Reusa? The word Reehu means Yidin. So there's no mitzvah to ask the Yidin for Matanis. Mitzvah to ask the goyim from Matanis. So that's what the Mefarshim say, that Koyde Matan Torah, the Eden with the goyim are all called Reyehu. After Matan Torah, then we're a different nation. So no longer Reyehu. This Pasuk is speaking Koyde Matan Torah. But Lacha Matan Torah, the Pasuk in Mishpatim, is talking Lacha Matan Torah. So it says, Ki Itinish HaReyehu, Kesav HaKelem Lishmar, there is an institution of a Shamachinam and a Shamasachim and a Shoyal, that Yechayiv to the Shamachinam is Chayiv to the extent of Shia. It's only Reyehu. Only if it's a Yid. If it's a Nachri, there will not be, just because I accept Shmira, I'm not Chayiv to pay. Unless you make a Kinyan. You have to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Nachri to be Meshabed yourself like a Shamachim. So that's apparently what the Gemara in Psalm is talking about. A Nachri left at the Kodin by a Jew, and he accepted by making Kodin the other, and they made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, a legally binding contract. Either he signed a document and he gave it to the Nachri, that he's accepting responsibility, or they made a kinyan tzuder, and they made an oral agreement, an oral arrangement, that he's chayiv biachrayis on this pikodon of chametz. So Tosfos has three shitas, and the Shulchan Aruch, all the three opinions are quoted as the question, to what extent does the Jew have to be mekabel achrayis, that you should say, that is considered like his chametz, like the Jew's chametz, that he's in violation of Bar Yirah Bar Mos. So some say any slight achrayis kolduhu, if he's even just a shem achinam, even though he's only chayiv if he'll do pshiyah, and Yoisha dictates that he should be chayv if he's pashe. He accepted upon himself to watch it. Nonetheless, that's considered shaloi. That's enough shaloi that he should be oivam bal yorabai mat. The other opinion of Rishonim is no, pshia. That's a double pasha that pashe is chayv. That doesn't make him into a bailam. You have to have a chotch geneva v'yabedi. You have to be at least a shamasocha to that extent. And the third opinion is that's also not enough. Only if you mekabel achrayis avonsin, if you like the shoyel and mekabel achrayis avonsin, then there's gzeiras hakosuv that you have to dispose of the chametz before Pesach, otherwise you'll be in violation of Bar Yirah Bar Mos. But if you're not mekabel, if the Jew is not mekabel achrayis avonsin, then the pasuk doesn't say, there's no drasha that in such a case the Jew will be in violation of Bar Yirah Bar Mos. So there is such a concept. That's what he pointed out. The Chusim pointed out there is such a concept in the Gemara, that the shomer who's holding on to the pikadon and who's achroi on it, not stam, it's sitting by me. Let's say it's sitting by me and I'm not allowed to use it. I'm a shamachinim or a shamasach, I'm not allowed to use it, but I'm chai b'achrayis on it. So to a certain extent, the negate to the dinim of bal yor bai motzei, it's considered as if the shomer on the pikadon is the bailam, the negate to the din. So that's apparently what Rav holds over here. That since the shomer was mekabel achrayis, if they would have made up in advance, I'm the shomer, and you're going to come pick it up in the middle of Yom Tov, and he needs it, and I want to get rid of it, and it's clear. Okay, so it says we know he's going to pick it up. But the Rishonim say, we're not talking about such a case. He's a shomer for an indefinite amount of time, and I pop in the middle of Yom Tov, and I want to pick it up. Yeah. So that's Rav's opinion. That's how he grad a paskin. That's Rav's opinion, that since the shomer was mekabel achrayis, so the shomer is considered like a bailim, and it has his tchum. And Shmuel, I still would say like Shmuel. If I would be entitled to an opinion, I was outvoted. The din is like Rav. If I still don't understand. I would have said like Shmuel.
Yeah,
what's our
sense.
Business? There's no pasuk over here. There by Chometz, there's a pasuk, a special pasuk, that if the Jew is Mekabla Achrais on the Chometz of an Achri, so it's a special din that is Ivan Bar Yirah.
Anytime you accept responsibility, you're
chayv. Anytime you respect the responsibility, you accept the responsibility, you're chayv on Bar Yirah, by Motze. Yeah, but you don't find in any other areas of Halacha that the Shomer and the Pikudnus is considered a
pilot.
No,
because you have a chayv. Because if you were to lose it, you would have to pay. So Mamela, you have a pilot.
That is a concept that is discussed in all of Shas. That's called Dovah Hagorim L'Mamon K'Mamon Dom. So there is a Machlekes HaTanaim, where they say Dovah Hagorim L'Mamon K'Mamon Dom Yanat. We pass in Lav K'Mamon Dom. We pass in Dovah Hagorim L'Mamon as Lav K'Mamon Dom. Number one, Machlekes Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. Number two, even if you hold Dovah Hagorim L'Mamon K'Mamon Dom, Rav Shimon's opinion, it's only Dovah Shekvar Goram L'Mamon. Only if it already was Goram L'Mamon. Take for example, what's a case? Take for example like this. The Mishnah is not like this. A person takes a ned there, he's going to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Harei I like to bring a shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash. Then he's mafresh a behem and he's on his way to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So then somebody steals the shlomim and he throws it into the ocean, he throws it into the river and it's lost. So the shaila is, the ganef, the behemah was a korban. It doesn't belong to me anymore. So do you say the ganef has to pay me? The pasuk says the ganef does not pay kefil to hegdash. If you steal from Hegdish, you don't have to pay Kedish.
Right.
Shaila, does he have to pay me? I'm not Hegdish. I'm a private person. Does he have to pay me, Karen and Kedish? So the answer is, if he would have stolen my property, he would have to pay. But he stole the carbon. The carbon is a mama gavaya. It's not mine, so he doesn't have to pay me Kedish.
Even though you didn't bring it yet, the fact that you said it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. That's called mama gavaya. Korban is a mama gavaya.
It's a shekel, it's a chilek. If they already considered it and they already put it into the pishka, then the Surah belongs to Hegdash, so it's not a prize anymore, even though they don't have it yet.
That's a complicated din. Okay, that's a complicated din. Well, let's take an easy din, a carbon. A person designated a carbon, so the carbon is Mama Gavaya. So strictly speaking, he shouldn't have to pay me kefil, because he didn't steal my behemoth.
Okay.
But because he stole this behemoth that belongs to Hegdash, I'm going to have to spend another $250 to
buy
another behemoth, because I took a neder harei alai shlomim. Harei oila, harei alai carbon, whatever. If I said harei I'm not achrayi. But if I said harei alai, some chay b'achrayi, so that's a case of dava hagorim l'mamin. So Rav Shimon's opinion is that dava hagorim l'mamin ki mamin dami is considered as if he stole the behemah from me and he has to pay me karmi kefil. So the Gemara says, why is that? Because it's a dava shekvar goram l'mamin, he already stole it. He stole it already, and I'm out to $250. That's what Rav Shimon says. But just because there was a potential that if it would have been stolen, I would have been out $250. Even Rav Shimon doesn't say, that's how the Gemara says. So I would have said like Shmuel. I would not have said like Rav, but I was outvoted. The din is like Rav over here. So the Gemara says, Lema, should I say that this machlekes Rav Shmuel is not only a local machlekes here, benegir to Tchum. Whose tchum does it have? Does it have the tchum of the shomer, the tchum of the mafkid? Should I say it's a universal machlokes whether the shomer on a pikadon is ever considered a bailim on the pikadon or not? Why? Because there is. It looks like there's a mach. You get the mistaken impression that there's such a machlokes Rav Shmuel and Bava Kama. The same machlokes when I give over a pikadon to a shomer. Who is considered the bailim on the pikadon? Whether the shomer is the bailim or the owner is the bailim. Lema zog di gemara. Should I say that Rav Shmuel does do litai mayu? Each one goes lishitosam disnan. You have a din and bava kama. So the din and bava kama goes like this. I have a shore, and I don't watch the shore, and he runs around and he makes a hezek. So I got to pay. If it's Karen's, I pay the first three times. I pay chatzi nezek. And the fourth time on, I pay Nezik Shalom. And in the Chamber Regal, I pay Nezik Shalom from the first time on. Fine. What happens, let's say, I take my shor into your backyard, Shalei Bishus, you didn't give me any permission. I take it into your backyard, and the shor goes crazy. He starts eating up all the food, and he starts breaking all the windows and damaging the whole house and everything. So for sure, I have to pay. I have no permission, I have no right to put it in your backyard, I got to pay. What happens if I ask you permission? Is it okay if I leave my shor in your backyard? You say, yeah, that's okay. You can leave it in my backyard. And then my shor goes in and makes a hezek, and it damages your property. You're the one who gave me permission to leave it in the backyard. So now that I had permission to leave it, let's say my shor is in my backyard. Let's say my shor is in my backyard.
And
stuff. It's locked. And the door is locked. And I have permission to leave my shor in my backyard. It's crazy. I have snakes and I have reptiles, whatever. I have all kinds of crazy things in my house. My house, I'm a shogun. He has the right to leave whatever he wants in his house. And then someone else brings in something. So I'm not mechuyev to pay for any hezek that my behemah does. The behemah was there b'shus. I wasn't mechuyev to watch the behemah. So here the shaila is, when you gave me authorization, you gave me permission to leave my behemah in your backyard. So what does that mean? Does that mean you give me permission to leave the behemah backyard, but it's on my responsibility that if my behemah will make a hezek,
I'll pay.
I'll be held responsible. I have to pay. Or should we assume that the obdina, the psychological assumption here is
that you're going to take care of it.
You're going to watch
it.
You're the bala tzadda, the bala chatz is going to watch the behemah, that it shouldn't make any hezekim, and if it makes a hezek to the bala chatzer, the bala behemah is not held responsible.
Well,
You specify.
So the Mishnah sounds like it says this is a machlekes Rebbe and a Chachamim, and it's not a machlekes in Lomdis, it's not a machlekes in Allah, it's just machlekes in Umdira. What's the psychological assumption? When I ask you permission to leave my animal in your backyard, you say it's okay, leave your animal. What did that statement mean? You didn't specify one way or the other. Does it mean you can leave it in my backyard, but the responsibility of watching it is on you? And if your animal will cause damage, you'll be held responsible. You have to pay. Or did Stoma your mouth? No, yeah, leave it in my backyard, and I'll look after it. No one specified one way or the other. So what do you assume that they meant? So the simple machlokes hatanayim, Rebbe and Chachamim, is what's the psychological umdin? So that's the Mishnah Baba Kamim. Hichnis bishus. What happens?
If you allow them to bring in,
you gave me permission to leave the behemah in your backyard. And then my behemah went and it made a hezek. Let's say my behemah went and made a hezek to the next door neighbor's property. So the din is balachotzer chayev. The balachotzer, the owner of the chotzer, who gave permission for me to leave the behemah, it's self-understood, psychological umdine, that it meant that he's taking over responsibility and he'll have to pay. If my animal makes damage to him, I don't have to pay. And if my animal makes damage to the next door neighbor, he's going to pay. That's the din. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama that says, "Abo nichnasu tachas habaylam shemachinam hashol naisu tzachem asecher." The four kinds of shemen: shemachinam and a shemesacher and a shoyel and a socher, one who rents. There are only three dinim. Shemachinam is chayiv in pshia only. Shemesacher is chayiv in gneiva v'aveda also, and the shoyel is even chayiv b'yonson. The socher, one who rents an automobile, one who rents a behemah, is a fourth kind of a shomer, but it's a machlekes hatanayim. There are only three dinim. Either he has the din like a shemachinim, he has the din like a shemesacher. But there isn't a fourth din. There are four shomerim with three dinim. Abor shomerim with gimel dinim. There are only three dinim. So the Mishnah, so there's a Brisa, not a Mishnah. The Brisa in Bava Kama writes in Hakoinis. Brisa says the perek before Hakoinis. Shoshanogach is Porah. Shoshanogach is I forgot already which one it is. That says Abba Nichnasu Tachas Abaylim, the four Shomrim, Shamachinim Hashem, Socha, and so on. If I give over the behemoth to them and they accept the responsibility to watch, they're now considered the Bala behemoth, even though ownership wise I'm the owner of the behemoth, yeah. They're just the Shomer. But since it's under their jurisdiction and it's their responsibility to watch, and the animal makes Ezek, so they're held responsible, they have to pay. So that's what the Tanakhama says over here also. Since the Bala Chatzer gave me authorization, gave me permission to leave the behemoth in the Chatzer, so it's self-understood, the Tanakhama claims, that he's accepting Shmir on the behemoth that it won't make any hezek. So Loi Meboi, not only if the behemoth makes hezek to his property, am I not chayev, he's responsible. Even if my behemoth makes hezek to the next door neighbor, the Bala Chatzer is also chayev. It's self-understood, he's Mekabel Shmir. And Rebbe disagrees. Yeah.
So whatever
he took it on himself. No,
yeah. Man, unless he didn't know, but he didn't know what it was. Okay, so I fooled him. So then he won't be responsible. I'll be responsible. But let's say he knows this situation. So then he would be responsible.
I know.
Yeah. And Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Yomer, the balachotzer, just because he gave permission that I should take the bayman, does not necessarily imply that he's mekabel shmira. He gives me permission to use his chotzer. That's all. But he didn't say that he's mekabel shmira unless he stipulates hachikablola balabais lishma. Unless he says leave the bayman and don't worry, I'll watch the bayman that it shouldn't make any sense. He says I'll watch.
Tanakama says it is self understood
that the balachotzer is mekabel shmira. Rebbe says it's not self understood. Fine. So that's a psychological machloikus and umdina. What did he mean by saying I give you permission to leave it? Did he mean I give you permission, I'll be the shomer at your own risk? And on that mishnah there's a machloikus. Rabbi Shmuel had a paskin, whether he paskin like Rebbe or he paskin like the Chachamim, the Tanakama. The Yom Rav Huna Amar Rav, and Rav Huna was a student of Rav, and he said he heard from his Rebbe Rav Halachik Dibre Chachamim, the psak is like the first Tana, like the Chacham, the majority opinion. Ushmuel Omar Shmuel disagrees and he holds halacha ki Rebbe. Fine. So now the Gemara says Lema, we'll go back again to what we said. Lema, should we say that Rav and Shmuel have a machlekes over here? Who's tchum? If I leave a pikadon by a shomer, and the din is habele v'hakelim kiragle abaylim, whoever the tchum of the bal ha-dovor is koveya for the object. So who is called the bailim? Is the owner, the mafkid is called the bailim, or the shomer is called the bailim? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, isn't that the machlekes Rav Shmuel and Bava Kama, who is the bailim? Whether the bala chotzer is the shomer, and the bala behema is the owner. So I'm the mafkid, let's say I left my behema in your chotzer. So I'm the owner of the behema, and you are the shomer on the behema. So isn't that the machlekes Rav Shmuel, whether he paskin like Rebbe or he paskin like the Chachamim? Because the din is the bala mazik is chayv to pay. So who's the bala mazik by a pikodin? If I left the behemah and you're reshus, so you're the shomer and I'm the bailim. So if the shomer is called the bailim, so the shomer is responsible to pay for the hezik. And if the shomer is not called the bailim, then the bala behemah is still responsible. So isn't that the machlekes Rav Shmuel shitosim over here? So Gmar says, no, Nechtigitog had absolutely no shaykhs whatsoever. That's a machlekes in psychology of Asa Tegemein. If everybody would agree, if I give my behemoth to a shomer, that's the din. Abo nichnasu tachas habaylim, the four shomim, shamachinim ha-shomer socher, noisim socher v'hashoyel, all the four shomim, nichnasu tachas habaylim. If I have behemoth and I'm responsible for the hezik that is going to cause, and then I give over the behemoth to a shomer and he accepts the responsibility to watch it, and then he doesn't watch and it goes and makes a hezek, everybody's masking that the shomer has to pay. It's not a shaila who is considered the bala behemoth. Whose responsibility is it to watch it?
That's the definition
of a shomer is he's responsible to watch, and the definition of the bala mazik is the one who is responsible to watch. The one who is responsible to watch is the one to pay. Because there's a tesis in Hakainis, in the beginning of Hakainis, the comments on the Gemara. The Gemara says like this in Hakainis: if you have a behemoth and it's locked into your corral, shine, and then I go and I steal the behemoth and I walk off with your behemoth, I live in a different city, and then the behemoth goes and it makes a damage, the state in Gemara, it's a dover pashut that the ganef is chayev to pay for the damage. That's the Gemara. It's a dover pashut the ganef. So Taisa says, why is it double pasha? But the ganav never accepted responsibility. The Brisa says, Abba nichnasu tachas abanim, the shomer, who is makabel shmira, so he has the din. But the ganav never said he's accepting responsibility. So Taisa says, it's not a function of accepting responsibility. No. Whoever is, the shore used to be watched. It was guarded because you had a good fence around your backyard. So the shore was guarded. When I steal the behemoth and I walk off with it, it's my responsibility. I didn't accept anything, but it's self-understood. It's my responsibility. So it's the same as Abor Shomer. Just like by Shomer, it's Nichnas Tachas Abaylam. So the Ganef, without becoming a Shomer, is also Nichnas Tachas Abaylam. So that's... Okay. Okay. Okay, also, but Taisa develops this idea. that you don't really have to come onto the kinyan. It says the vart is whoever is responsible to watch it. Since I, let's say, I would be the only time the ganef becomes chayav b'shmiras abehema from the zikin is if I stole your behema was locked up in a barn, and it would not have been able to make any hezek because it was guarded. And then I caused it to run loose. Let's say your behemoth is running loose, and then I gamved it. So then I don't become chayiv, and I'm not responsible to watch it. If I would be a shamer and I would accept upon myself to watch it, I nichnas l'tachas aban. But if I'm a ganef, if I didn't agree to accept the responsibility, I just want to gamved it. And it wasn't in a makam amishtama when I stole it. It was roaming around anyway. So then Taisa says I would not become the ganef. Mm-hmm. Even though the ganef chayiv b'yontzin, so Taisa says he would not be chayiv to pay for the hezek that the animal causes to others. The bala payment will be responsible. His payment is roaming around. He didn't watch it. And now he doesn't even know where in the world it is. Now the Ghana stole it and he took it to a different continent. So still the bala payment will be held responsible. So first the Gemara thought to make lema, should we say that Rav and Shmuel al shitasam? Lema, should I say Rav diyama ki rabban and Shmuel diyama ki rebbe? That's the machlok is here also. That Shmuel holds that the Baal HaPikadon is the owner, the Mafkid. So Shmuel over there also, Paskins like Shmuel, Amalocha Ki Rebbe, he holds the dinners like Rebbe. Why should the Baal HaChotzer be considered the Bailam on the shore? No, he's not the Bailam on the shore. And Rav over here goes with Shitasa. Rav over there says that the Baal HaChotzer is the Shomer on the Behemah. So the Shomer is considered the Bailam. He's chayiv to pay for the hezek that the animal does. So that's why Rav says over here that it has the tchum of the shomer. So the Gemara says, no, how is it l'shitasa? The Gemara is going to explain, oh, malach Rav. Rav says, no, I can even hold like Rebbe. And Shmuel says, I can even hold like the Rabbanim. It's not totally zebizet. The machlekes in Bava Kam, psychological machlekes in Umdene, was it a gemeint? Everybody's masking that if the fellow is really a shomer, so that's abon nichnas sutachas aban. A person is a shomer is considered the balamaz. Oh, malach Rav, that's the Gemara's matche, it's not totally zebizet. I know the army, my opinion is even afilu le Rebbe. Even if I would have held, I happen to hold like the Rabbanan, but even if I would hold like Rebbe and Bava Kama, that bistoma you don't assume that the Baal HaChotzer is Mekalba Shmire. Ad kan lo kama Rebbe hosmel, the mistoma lo kopal aleini terusam. Mistoma, if he doesn't say beferish explicitly, you assume that Baal HaChotzer is not Mekalba Shmire. I will hocha kopal aleini terusam. He was talking, I left the Pikot and I said, please watch it for me. You agreed to be the Shomer. So he holds that the Shomer is considered the Bailim. That's why he's passing like Rav. The Shomer is considered the Bailim on the Pikadon, and it has his Tchum. It doesn't have it. No longer has the Tchum of the original owner. It has the Tchum of the Shomer. Even though it's a Shlichas Yad, if he's going to dare to use it, he's not permitted to use it. Buy a Shoyal if I lent it to you. So that was a Mishnah. I lent something to my son. He can use it. My son lives in Baltimore. So it has his Tchum. It doesn't have my Tchum. He says he's not allowed to take it out of the house on Yom Tov. I lent something to my children, to a neighbor to use. So I lent it to them to have a right to use. Here I didn't even lend it. It's a shlichus yad of the shomer uses. Still, that's what the Rav holds on the pasuk like that, that the shomer is considered the Bible. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says that my opinion here, that has the tchum of the mafkid, of the true owner, is not l'shitasid because I happen to pasken over there. Like the Cham. Even if I would have held, he happens to hold like Rebbe over there, but he says, even if I would have held like the Tanakama, like the Chachamim there in Baba Kama, that what? That the Baal HaChotzer is responsible for the Shmiras HaBehema? Yeah, that's a different case. The sheet of the Rabbanan over there happens to be able to Nichol Elinish Nekim Turbushu say the Baal HaChotzer. The Baal HaChotzer was maskim when he gives permission to leave my behem in the chotzer. Implicit in that authorization is that he's going to watch it, and it's self-understood that the mafkid, the one who's leaving the behem there, is happy with that arrangement. He wants that, so he'll be off the hook. I won't have to. I want to leave the behem. I want to go shopping. I want to do something else. So I'm very happy. I'm very thrilled that he agrees to watch it for me. So over there, nichal eliyinish. Everybody would like the nekem ture birshu say the Baal HaChotzer. He wants his shore to be in the reshus of the Baal HaChotzer. Baal HaChotzer offered it when he gave me permission to leave the Bema implicit in that is that he's going to watch. Why am I happy about that? The mazik lay, if my shore will be mazik him or anybody, I won't have to pay if my shore damages. I won't have to pay if the shore damages him, I won't have to pay. If the shore damages someone else, he'll have to pay. So it's a very good arrangement, so I certainly would be happy with that. I will hocha. But over here, what's our naim, I leave up pikkaton by somebody. So I don't want that he should be. Why should I want? He's not allowed to use the pikkaton. The shlichus yet. I don't want him to use it. So minichle leinish the lekim peri b'shusa dechavre. Does any normal person want that my food should be considered in his b'shus? It should not be in my tchum. I want it should be in my tchum. Why should it be his tchum? I don't want him to use it. Shai. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, and there isn't the bottom line is going to be there's no conclusive proof to demonstrate either way. So Memela, we rely on the cloud that the din is like Rav, and he said that's what all the Rishonim said. We pass like Rav, this strange din that has the tchum of the Shomer, doesn't have the tchum of the Baal HaPikkaton, has the tchum of the Shomer.
So,
yeah.
It's not his food. There's a pasta, the food that is sitting by the one who holds the pikkaton, could be his.
It might go back,
it might
revert to
the owner who's holding it. How can you say he's
going to
his food? If he can't use it, how can
he use that
food?
Again, does the mafkid, the one who left the food there, do I want that my food should have his tchum? No, I want it should have my tchum.
But it's not your food.
It was always my food.
Always.
I left a box of cookies in your home for a week.
Okay.
For a month. And then I come in the middle of Yom Tov and I want it back. So why shouldn't I have my tchum? Why should
it attached to a loan? I thought it was attached to
a
loan.
No, pikkaton.
Like
I was traveling through and I left a box of cookies and your issues. You have no permission to eat it. You can't do anything with it. And you're a good friend, so you let me leave it there. So Shmuel says, why should you assume that the other guy should
logic.
No. So now the Gemara is going to try to prove in the Mishnah one way or the other. None of the proofs are going to come out to be conclusive. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, the first case in the Mishnah, that what? For Yom Tov, I'm in this city, and my food is in the other city. I did not make an Erev. But there are other people who live here in the same city where my food is. They did make an Erev. So they're going to come to the city where I am for Yom Tov, and they're going to carry their things, their food, their sparim, their machs, or whatever. And they know that I'm interested. They just no, I gave over the whole box of cookies to someone to pick up an Erev Yom Tov and it belongs to them, but I'm the Shomer.
Yeah.
So it has my tchum to take by
Tanish.
It's
not the Tanish. They left it there. It's theirs.
Okay. The Amrit, let's see the Teret. That's what Rashi's going to read. That's the Teret. The Amrit, and if you're going to say that the din is like Rav, Kiraglamishif Kidu Etzlo, if you say that the din is like Rav, the way we paskin. That it has the tchum of the shomer kizik leimad diyach and my habi, what good is it? But it's still I'm the shomer. And for the gemara, what shomer? What is mekabel achrayis? Not mekabel achrayis. So that's how Rashi reads. Ochanami, the answer is kivin shizik leimad diyach and kemishi yichel karen zomis dummy. It's considered like the case of yichel karen zomis, which Rashi before learned means that it's not mekabel achrayis. Not mekabel achrayis. The boy same, and if he wants, he can say another answer. Zika shiny. What's the difference in the first answer and the second answer? The same thing. Zika lemayideyacher kemishiyich lekaren zavis dummy. And if you want to be boy same, and if you want, I'll give you a different answer. Zika shiny. It's the exact same answer.
You don't need. You don't have to say it's like a game of caren zavis. If it didn't give the caren zavis, it's also enough. You don't have to say that it's like you're giving like
mean, the same. Mean according to Taisus, you don't. I was never mekabel achrayis. You don't even need. According to Taisus, yichlo keren zavis means, despite the fact that I was mekabel achrayis, but I was mekabel achrayis on a pikkaton shel mishu acher b'shus acher. But over here, I was never mekabel achrayis. That's what it means.
Yeah.
It could be. Here there's a problem. None of the Rishonim explain what's the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon.
What do you need the second
Lashon? It's the exact same thing. So I looked and I couldn't find that. I looked in the Dikduke Seifrim, where they have the Shinui in the Skot. So they're saying Sab Yad Michin, the second line is missing. So you get the impression that none of the Rishonim had two different answers. So half of the Rishonim had one Lashon, half of them had the other Lashon. No one has two different. Now Gemara, they put them both together. But in the other Kishvayat, they didn't have two answers. One answer. What does the answer mean? So according to Rashi, what it means is he was never in Kabbalah Acharayis. There's no problem. Some even Tyson would agree. If he's never in Kabbalah Acharayis, no problem. You shouldn't even need Yichud Akar. According to Tyson, Yichud Akarim always means a different thing. Mekabel Acharayis and a Pikad Mebirshus Acharit. But here's not even Mekabel Acharayis. There's no Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Then the Gemara tells a story with a Psak. And you have to break your head to figure out what is the psak. What happened over here? Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi was a rabbi, and he lived in one village, and he had a. And this village was Chutz Lekum, and he made an Erev Kumen to be able to come here, and the butchers in this village where he was coming to visit on Yom Tov liked him, so they set aside a bag of flesh. They had no refrigeration. Everybody kept the flesh out of the refrigerator. So they set aside a bag of flesh, and there of Yontif, they tied around a bag of flesh, and they left it on the bolt of the door. Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi told of Bisra, somebody, there's a question, who hung up the flesh? Somebody hung up, told of Bisra, they hung up a stack of flesh, Be'ivra D'dosha, on the bolt of the door.
What difference does it make to you?
Oh. So I'm going to see what's the difference too.
The
Boshin Shamanai, no problem. Also the Kamei de Ravuna. So he comes and he asks the Shaila of Ravuna, am I allowed to take it to my place, which is Chutz L'Tchum, but Icha Banerve Tchumen? So I'm allowed to go back and forth as much as I want.
But the food is out of the Tchum.
Is that of the Tchum? So that's what he asked by Shaila. That's what he asked Hashem. I allowed to take the food, chutz l'tchum of the food, but toch atchum shali, so is it permissible?
Well,
so
who
owned the flesh on Erev Yontif? Whose flesh was it on Leil Erev Yontif at the beginning? Did it belong to Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi? It has his tchum, and if it belongs to someone else, it belongs to the butcher. It doesn't have his tchum. So also the Kamei de Rav Huna. So he comes and he asks the shaila of the local rabbi, what's the din? Am I allowed it? Does it have my tchum and I can take it? Are there Erev tchum? I can take it to the city where I want to go or not? Amalei, so get up sack. It depends who tied on the flesh. If you were the one who hung up the flesh on the bolt of the door, zilshko. Go nem gesundheit. You can take it home. Chutz l'tchum, are there Erev tchum? However, the ino tol aloch, but if other people tied it up, other people hung it up on the door for you, loy tishko, then you're not permitted to take it. Chutz l'tchum.
Why would he come to ask me such a shaila? If he hung it up, then
there's no
problem.
It's meat.
He came to ask him that I don't know how.
It was his meat anyway. This meat was designated for Rav Chana Bar Chani.
Yes.
He made up in advance. They're going to leave the meat over there. So
yes.
What's the difference? The Gemara is going to come out. It doesn't make any sense.
But on Mem Zayin, we didn't have to even take it.
Right. As long as we all know it's designated for him. That's the pellet. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. It doesn't make sense. We know that this is his place. Even if he didn't yet gain ownership on Erev Yontif,
even though they didn't have to go,
if we all got designated to him
on Yontif, not Erev Yontif.
No, that there's no shaila. Technically, it has the tchum of whoever was the owner.
But you don't know.
No, it means it was Tola from Erev Yontif.
How do you know?
No, that's the meduber. He says it makes a difference whether you're the one who hung it up on Erev Yontif or someone else hung it up for you. So he was going to rip it apart. It doesn't make any sense. Frag the Gemara. What good is it if he personally hung it up himself on Erev Yontif? And he's going back and forth from Chutz L'Tchum because he has an Erev Tchum. So what good is it that he's allowed to take it Chutz L'Tchum? This, to HaRav Huna, the Paisik, the one he asked the Shadu to was Rav Huna. Rav Huna given a Talmud of Rav. And Rav said before, if you have a Pikot that you left at the Beis HaShemer, so it has the Tchum of the Shemer. So where was it hanging on someone else's home? This Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi lived in a different city, and he came Chutz L'Tchum with an Erev Tchum, and they made up they should leave the flesh hanging on someone else's door.
Mm.
Someone else's door, so they're a shamer on it. So why doesn't, if Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav, Rav Huna Talmud the Rav Havi, the Yom Rav, and Rav's position was Kirag Manishit Kidu Etzlo. So why does Rav Huna allow him to take it home?
Again,
I mean, before it's only when it's
You never knew that it was going to come.
Unlimited. I left it because we never, that's how the Rishon said, we never made up how long I'm going
to
leave it there. Undetermined amount of time. But here we made up in advance. That's what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is ultimately going to say that. The next two lines the Gemara is going to say, till you get, that's the correct answer. The Gemara gives another correct answer, but that's the ultimate correct answer is what you said, that that's a mistake. So the Gemara says, another answer that's also true, but you don't even need it. Your answer is more correct. And for the Gemara, shiny ivra didosha, this is a special din. When you hang up the flesh on the bolt of the door, the kemishi yichel karen zav is dummy. What does that mean? So according to Rashi, what do you mean yichel karen zav? Nobody was ever mekabelach right. They made up. He's going to hang it on the bolt of the door. No shimer. No one is chai b'shmir. And according to Tosfos, what does it mean? Even if someone would have been mekabel shmira, even if somebody was mekabel shmira, but since they designated a specific place,
no,
so that's them. Just like mekabel shmira. The Gemara is going to finally get to that. That was the real concern of Rav Huna. The psak of Rav Huna was not revolving about an issue of tchumen. Yes, no. It's revolving about an issue of basis and asamanah. We'll get to that. But first, the Gemara thought. They brought it in because they thought it has a shaykhis with the issue of the tchumen by the shaymer on the pikud. So far the Gemara thought that the psak was split. Sometimes you may take it chutz l'tchum, sometimes not, depending who hung it up. It's an issue of tchumen. Freg the Gemara, Omalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. We don't understand this story. This Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, they lived the generations later. They're not all contemporaries. This Rav Huna was the Talmud of Rav. Rav Ashi was way later. So they're trying to analyze what's going on here. Amale Rav Hillel Rav Ashi frek takasha v'i inu tolulei loy shakil. In a day, if someone else hung up the flesh,
you cannot take it.
Not allowed to take it. Why not? Means that he wasn't kainet yet, and every one kainet. So what? But it's clearly designated for him. He knows, and we know. We all know that this flesh is for Avchonim Bachanim Loy. For Ha'omar Shmuel said. And the early adopt, that's what someone already asked Akasha, or you asked Akasha, Shorshal Patam, Harehu Keragle Kol Adam. A Patam is the guy who fattens up the behemoth, and then Bizman Agamod used to shech behemoth on Yontif. So I fatten up behemoth, and I know that all the customers are going to call Yontif. Going to come Yontif morning, and they're going to buy behemoth by me. We're not going to talk money after Yontif will make the arrangements of the payment, but they're all going to walk off with the behemoth. So even though all the behemoths belong to me, I'm fattening them all up. But I have in Zin, I have in mind, whoever will come. Right. And I have in mind, whoever comes on Yontif, I have in mind that that's going to be. I don't need all these behemoths. I don't have such a big family, 100 people. I'm going to give each behemoth to a different customer. And even I don't know which customer is going to buy which one. So that's called Yesh Breri B'Dirabbanon. The whole Din of Chumen is only B'Dirabbanon, at least on Yontif, at least on this. It's only a B'Dirabbanon. So you say Yesh Breri. So it's considered as if I would designate this behemoth for its customer, that behemoth for its customer. So you see that as long as you're designated in advance, even though you never made the kinyan yet, it has his tchum. As we know from before, we had that. That was Rab Daisa. So over here, what's the difference if someone else hung up the flesh on the bolt of the door on behalf of Rab Chanan Bach Aniloy? But we know that it's specifically for him. It's even better than here. Here it happens in whoever the customer will be, Yesh Breri. Here there isn't even Breri. Designated for one specific person. So, expect Akash Atnish Kenteret. He says, we don't understand the Psak. What is it based on? That's what Rav Hillel asked Rav Ashi. Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi included this story in the Talmud Bavli. So they all, when they had the convention to discuss what they should put into the Talmud Bavli, and what they should leave out. So they're all jumping. You have to leave it out. This psak doesn't make any sense. So Rav Hillel chapters in, it doesn't make sense. Then the next, Omele Ravina the Rav Ashi. Ravina asked Rav Ashi. Vaita doesn't make sense. If someone else hung it up on the door for him, Loi Shokel, he's not allowed to take it. Chutz L'tchum, why not? Same thing. Halachik Rav Daisa was the top line on Lamed Zayin on the day. So Rav Daisa said the same thing. If I have in mind to give it to somebody in the middle of Yontif, clearly he's relying on it, I'm relying. So the Rebbe has his tchum, even though it still belongs to me. It's kind of shvisa with his tchum. So that's what it was over here. They had one person in mind, Rav Chanan Bach Anila. What's the problem? And normally Rav Ashi, the Rav Kana, Rav Ashi also was not happy about this. He was also wondering, we should throw out this story from the Talmud Bav, doesn't want because the Pesach doesn't make sense. A third kash. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana V'inu Tolalei And if someone else, each one is asking another kasha from another source. Yeah. If someone else hung it up, loy shakil, so he's not allowed to take it back to his other city, even though frekta kasha b'hot kanan. But we have a mishnah, habeim b'kelim kiragle habaylim. This kasha we don't understand. What's habeim b'kelim kiragle habaylim? That means if I have my things in my house, it has my tchum, you have your things. But here we're discussing whose thing is it? The whole meduber. So the Rishonim all say they don't understand what this line means. This kasha doesn't make any sense. And they all point out that the Rabbeinu Hananel had a different gusim on this line. That the Rav Ashi did not ask Rav Kana from the Mishnah. Each one quoted a different kasha. The first one quoted Homer Shmuel Shosha Patam. Second one quoted Homer Rabbi Yechanan Halachik Rav Doise. The third kasha, has no sense to quote Habeva Bakelim Kiragla Bailam. We know what that means. Whoever has property has his kum. Here the shaila is, who's the Bailam on the thing? So if you look on the side, the Rabbeinu Hananel has a different gears. Where was it?
2 lines before.
Kiragla Yavoya.
Today, 2 lines before the white lines. Omale Rabashi Le Rav Kana. The first wide line. The E in Hutolu, if someone else hung it up. Loy shakul v'tanan, hashoel kli mechaver me'erev yontiv kiragli hashoel. And gantan a different use. I mean, it's the next line in that Mishnah. Abeim about pelim kiragli abayim. And then he says, but if I borrowed it from someone in erev yontiv, even though I'm not the owner, but I borrowed it and he gave me permission to use it, that has my tchum. So that's what they asked. They hung it up on the door specifically for me, for Rav Chanan bar Chani Loy. The same kasha, they're all asking the same kasha. Nobody understands the psaka of Rav Huna, why he made a distinction who hung it up on the door, and they should leave it out from the Talmud Bavli. This is when they're making the Chasimah Talmud. They're saying this psaka of Rav Huna doesn't make any sense. Ela zagdi gemara, no. The psaka of Rav Huna, the compromise, has nothing to do. It was not an issue of kumin. Kumin is not a problem. The issue was Basar Shen and Salomon and Ayin. And for the gemara, Ella means we're backing out from everything we said. The Psaka Rav Huna is an issue in Basar Shin and Salmanai. And that's also Rav. In Chulin, Rashi quotes in Chulin, Dav Tzadikei, there is a Machloikis Rav and the other Amorim. What's the din by Basar Shin and Salmanai? So Rav happens to hold that it's also. And this Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. What is Basar Shin and Salmanai? Let's say I leave flesh on my porch in front of the house. And then I walk away for a few hours and I come back. So I shtel up the chazok, it can't imp, it can't hoya. This is a piece of flesh. I don't have a simen muvik. I don't have it. If I have it wrapped in a vacuum pack thing, has simonim on it, it says that this is kosher. So it's very hard to be mezayif that. Le'olam, let's say a nochri may decide that kosher meat is healthier. He may gamva my kosher meat and he may take the wrapper and wrap it up again, but he has to have a vacuum packing machine. So it goes. It's a loin tzachnish to make it. It depends how hard is it to be mezayif. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, then when you're talking about flesh, if you left flesh, there are two hashoshes. The Gemara says if you left flesh, there are two concerns you have to be worried about. Number one, maybe a behemah came and switched. Let's say I left flesh on the table on the porch outside or in the backyard, and behemoths can come, the orvim can come. It says the orvim, the birds came and they brought food to Eliyahu HaNavi when he was hiding out from Achav. So the birds could have come and taken the kosher food and replaced it with trade for food. So that's one concern that you have to be worried about. It's a far-fetched concern. How often does it happen that birds come? But let's say I left the food inside the house and the bird can't come in the house. The doors are closed and the windows are closed. They're not locked, it's closed. The animals can't come in on their own. So there's no concern of the behemoth. The only concern is maybe a person came. So what do you have to be concerned about a nochri? The nochri is going to do lahachas the yid. The taste is right to an abed azal, but not choshish that the nochri is going to do. Once in a while you hear stories that you have goyish maids working for Jewish people and they pour in a tray for wine, dakka lahachas. It's rare. So Tzai says you're not mechuyis to be choshish, to be concerned about the nachri doing lahachas. You just have to be choshish the nachri. It's choshed al akzela. He may want to take the kosher meat, which is healthier, and replace it with the treifa meat. But he's going to replace it with it. So it depends what it is. Who is the nachri who has access over here? So if the Nochem are the workers, let's say there's a restaurant, there's a cafeteria, something like that, the Nochem. So no, eat as much as you want. You don't have to replace it. You can eat all you want and you don't have to replace it. The Balabos is not going to be angry at you. If there's no concern, they'll eat all they want and they don't have to replace it. There's no Issa Bosh and Salmonai. We don't have behemoths walking around in the restaurants. And the Nochrim, even if they want to take, so they're not going to replace it. The Ol Chashash only is if it's a fellow who's going to take it and he may want to replace it with something else. So then the Shaila is, how much of a simon do you have to assume that he wasn't mezayif? So the Gemara says, when it comes to flesh, since there's a bigger yetzahara, if let's say you're sending cheese, you have Jewish cheese and you're sending it to another Jew, so then the Gemara says the yetzahara to switch kosher cheese and replace it with trefah cheese not so great. Cheese is cheese. It's not that the kosher meat is healthier than non-kosher meat. So then there's a bigger desire to be machlif, to gamda. But on cheese, cholav akum, let's say, we're sending cholav yisrael to someone else and we send it in a barrel, then maybe the nochri is going to gamble, all the cholav yisrael is going to replace it with cholav akum. A big deal, cholav yisrael, cholav akum, what you gave him his son so much, he's so interested in having cholav yisrael, what's the difference? Cholav akum is also good for him. So there you only need one simon, just to identify that it's the right thing and he didn't switch it. But if it's basar, the Dending Mar says you have to have two simon. Vasa is two simon. Two simon means it's more difficult to be mezayif. One simon means it's a little difficult to be mezayif, and two simon means that it's more difficult to be mezayif. So let's say if you have a vacuum pack, let's say years ago in the bottles of wine you need two simon also. Years ago in the bottles of wine, you used to have two simon. They used to have wrapped around the plastic thing was wrapped around very tightly. Then they used to have a piece of paper that went over that said Yayin Kosher Lepes or whatever it was. Now they don't. What do you need two simonim? If you have one plastic wrap around the top, it's kosher miod lezayit. That's very hard. Unless he has a machine that he can reproduce such a thing.
Have to stop it too. Over your bottle, you mean a bottle with a cork?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or let's say you have the top of the bottle. And the cap is in such a cap that if you open it, the metal is ripped off. The crap that's noticeable, that's better than two simonim. How is it going to be mezayif? He's going to put a new cap on top. You have to have a special, and it pays for him. He should drink the Jewish wine and he should replace it with trefah wine and put another. But it doesn't pay. It's kosher miod lezayif. Or let's say you have a vacuum packed package of meat. And it has inside a piece of paper that says that this is done under hashgacha, this is kosher. You don't need two simonim. It's vacuum packed, so that's kosher miod lezayif. He has to have his own machine to make vacuum pack. So whenever it's kosher miod lezayif, that's the equivalent of shnei simonim. So here the Gemara says, no, the whole meduba, the whole story is a different maaseh. It's not an issue of chumin, that sometimes there is a problem of chumin, sometimes it's not. No problem of chumin. It was miyuchad for Rav Chana bar Chani Loi from the Erev Yontif. For sure it has his chum he can bring. The Shaila is Basha Shad and Salman, because Rav Huna holds like Rav. It's a Shaila, do we really pass him like Rav? Are we really supposed to pass him like Rav? So the Maskonas HaBavli is against Rav. The Maskonas HaGemar Chulin is that Basha Salman Ayim is Mutter. That's the Maskonas HaGemar. The Rambam Paskin is like the Yerushalmi, against the Bavli. Mm-hmm. This is the Vilna Goyen writes in Yeridei Simen Ayin, I think it's Simen Ayin, the Simen about Basha Salman Ayin. He says there are many difficult Rambams that you look in the Lecha Mishnah, the Kes Mishnah, they stand on the head, tell a dicker Rambam. Where does it come from? You read the Gemara, you get to the conclusion, it's fakir from the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it from? So the Vilna Gaon writes, and so usually what the Acharonim used to do was, they said, Tzedok Gemara fakir, and they said, it must be Astira, some of the Rambam held you pass from like the other Gemara. Shvera Terutim. So the Vilna Gaon had a different derech. He just says, the Rambam very often paskins like Yerushalmis against Bavlis. Kedarka Litzik Bekamim Bekamim Skedas Yerushalmi Negar Bavlis. So this is one of them. The Rambam paskins Lechumra that Basa Shana Salman Ayin is Asr. Even though the Maskanas are Bavlis that it's Mutter, that you don't have to be concerned about all of this. I left the flesh in the backyard and I come back and I find flesh. I'm not Mukhiyyiv to be Choshid. I'm not Mukhiyyiv to be concerned. So nonetheless, the Rambam does paskin like that. So this Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. So he followed Rav Shita. So shiny Rav Chana bar Chani Loi, the Gavra Rabuhu, he was always in learning. So because he was so involved in learning, he was Mashiach Das from everything else. When he got involved in learning, he forgot about everything else. The Torah Bishmaitse, he was very involved in learning. Absent-minded professor. If you hung it up on the door, then Mistama, you will remember where you hung it up. You did it yourself, and you'll come back and you'll identify, yeah, I have it for a sign, I have a simon. That's where I left it. It wasn't changed. So there's no issue of Bashis Hamanai. You need two chaisamas. If you don't have a simon, what if I have a simon? Then you don't need any chasamas. Yeah. The chasamas make it kosher design. What if I made a simon and I know what the simon is? So then there's no problem. So he says, Iyatolis, if you yourself hanging up on the door, Isloch Simone Begabe, you're going to remember what the simon is. You can rely, it's not Shene Salmanai. Willa Maschus Daitach Mineh, you will not forget. Because you did it. So Zilshko, you can eat it. But if someone else hung it up, so once they hung it up, they're not watching anymore. So it could be that a Nochri came and he switched it and he replaced it. And you are so far taught and learning, you will not be paying attention to what they told you and everything. So then, Maschus Daitach, Willa Tishko, you probably won Messiah Das, so then you're not allowed to eat it.
If you send meat, you cut it on three corners in order
to make a simon.
That's
if you send Ayyadei Nachri. I know that I'm sending Ayyadei Nachri delivery man, so then you need all the simon. But let's say I just left it in my backyard and I come back, so do you have to be cautious that maybe a Nachri came in? Meicha Tayson?
What do you think? About the aeroplane, the sandwich.
Yeah, they say such a true story.
Yeah, Abram said a story that
Abram Ayid went to wash to eat. He ordered a kosher meal on airplane just 2-3 years ago. He ordered a kosher meal, then he went to and he opened up the package, and then he realized he has to wash. So he went to wash and he came back. Then he realized he opened the package as Basa Shomasamai. It was a fleshig meal. So he sat down and he didn't eat. So the guy who was sitting next to him, saw that he didn't eat it. So he waited. He asked, "How come you're not eating it?" So he started to drezach. He and I didn't want to say why. He was embarrassed to say there's a dinner bus. Kept on pressuring him. So he told him that we have a law that we're concerned that maybe somebody switched the meat and you're not allowed to eat it. So he said, "I can't believe it." The guy always wanted to know, what does kosher food taste like? So he says when he went to wash his hands, he switched the sandwich. He took the kosher sandwich and he put the tray to the sandwich. So the guy said, "Good for you." He switched the sandwich on. They say it's a true story. Lo tishko.
Don't take it.
What should it say instead? It says zil shkol, and if not, lo tishko.
You cannot take it to eat it.
You may not eat it because it's bashal salam and I. No, to take it. To take it home. Then Rashi quotes another pshat that it's an issue of mukse, but Rashi doesn't agree. That if you misiach das, it becomes mukse. What mukse? When mukse? Rashi says it doesn't make sense. The issue is not mukse, the issue is basa shel nasana ma'ai. Yeah. In this week's Sedra, we find an interesting thing by Kriyas Yamsu. It says that the Bnei Yisrael saw Esa Makis, Nisim in the floors, each one of the Esa Makis, and then Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsu. All the Nisim, Gluyim, and everything. So it says, after all of this, then they had Emunah. What kind of a lotion is that they had Emunah? Usually Emunah means something where there's no Yediyah.
Yeah.
To the extent that you have Yediyah, so it's Yediyah. It's not Emunah. Let's say Edim have Nemonis. Edim come and they tell me Reuben murdered Shimon and Reuben borrowed $100 from Shimon. So the Edim have Nemonis. Have Nemonis mean, I don't know if they're telling the truth or they're telling a lie. I follow the Chanem. I have Nemonis. What if I saw it myself? So the Gemara says, "Lo tei shmir gedoy la miria." Have you a idea about that? I saw it myself, so you don't have to rely on the emunah. So when we speak about the emunah usually means when there's no idea, there's no klari idea, you don't know for sure. So then you have emunah. What's the lotion of the hibay? I mean, by Shem and Mashav, they have to sing all the nisim and the floats. So there's an interesting Rabbi Lezer Shach who just passed away in Eretz Yisrael at the age of 100 and. Or whatever. Older than me. Much older than all of us, yeah. So he has an interesting comment in his Sefer on the Ram. He has a lot of svarim. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of all the famous Rosh Yeshiva. They all learned by him. For so many years. So he learned from Avdala Soloveitchik also. He picked up all the Torah from Avdala Soloveitchik. He has in his sefer on the Rambam an interesting comment. He said there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says that Lasi Lava Malahar is Deyas Hashem Kamayim Layam Mechasim. That Lasi Lava, there will be such a great Yedias Hashem, everybody will know about the truth of the existence of God and so on, all the Kori Amunah. Everything will be klal v'ditok. So yes, Rav Elvele, the Rambam has a klal in the Sefer Mitzvahs that he only counts as a mitzvah in the Tayag Mitzvahs, a mitzvah hanoheges l'doris. If it doesn't apply throughout all the generations, then it doesn't count. What's an example of a mitzvah shein hanoheges l'doris? So one example is to knock on the next door neighbor's door before Erev Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, to ask for matanos. That was only once in the history of the world. It didn't apply any other Pesach to go ask for matanos from the Nochem. That's one example. Oh, or the Rambam gives Hari Mismat Chalayam Uvkoehu to accomplish Kriyas Yamsu. The Rambam writes that was once in the history of the world. Hari Mismat Chalayam Uvkoehu. So you don't count it as a mitzvah, the meaning of mitzvah. But then Rab Chaim explains in the Rambam why the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Bechol Yom. The Rambam counts as a mitzvah Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim Beleil Pesach. But the mitzvah that we have every day to say the third parsha of Kriya Shema, because of the last pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeinu Asher Hoteisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Elokim, that's called the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sipa means you give bariches. On Pesach night you give a langa hagodah, Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim once a year. So that accounts as a mitzvah. But the other din is also a din deraisa, that every single day you have to give bekitzer a haskara, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by Yom Balayla, so that the Rambam does not count in the minyan of mitzvah. So the tzlach and broches and the minchas chinuch, the oles kanaram. Why didn't he count it? It's a chadin deraisa. So they give different answers. So Rab Chaim said one suggestion. A lot of answers are correct. So Rab Chaim said one suggestion that the tanoim had a machloikis in the Haggadah, whether the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias and tzrayim shebechol yom will continue to exist b'mot Mashiach, because there's man tizkar shen tzeschen eretz tzrayim. So the word kol is marbe something. So either it's marbe leilois, because they call yemecha yecha only in the daytime. So you have to say by marav also the third parsha in Kriya Shema. Is there a mitzvah of zechiras yitzias and tzrayim balayla? Also maybe only by yom. And the word kol is not marbe laila, but it's rather marbe limos hamashiach. So the Rambam, so one Tana holds that there will be no such mitzvah limos hamashiach, but until limos hamashiach it's bein by yom or bein by laila. And the other Tana says, no, the mitzvah will continue even after Mashiach comes, but the mitzvah is only by yom and not by laila, because the word kol is only marba one thing, either it's marba by laila or it's marba limos Mashiach. The Rambam paskins that it's by yom or by laila. You have to say the third parsha of Shema by Ma'ariv also, by yom or by laila, but the mitzvah does not exist limos Mashiach. So Rab Chaim said that's also a hero asho. We have a mitzvah that applies for 3,500 years, since it's here since right. That every day of the year you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by Yom Balayla, but it's called the Hayro Hashoah because it's not going to continue to exist beyond the void. It's only a temporary mitzvah, so that's not called a mitzvah. That doesn't count as mitzvah. That's Rab Chaim said. So the Rab Leiva Shach writes in his sefer on the Rambam. He asked Akasha of his Rebbe Rab Elvele, how can the Rambam count a mitzvah of Emunah? There's a mitzvah to believe in all the Kori HaMunah. If Limos HaMashiach, there'll be Yediyah, and to the extent that there's Yediyah, so there's no Munah, so it'll be impossible to fulfill a mitzvah Limos HaMashiach. So why shouldn't this be considered a Hayro Hashoah? I don't see the Kasha. The Rambam himself writes something similar. The Rambam says he's going to count as a mitzvah to wipe out the Zayin Umis. Chiti Amor Rapiz Vayvus Vagigoshi, the Zayin Umis. So he says, I but was and chevet bilbul as kol al kulay. So we no longer observe that mitzvah. So he says, no, you don't observe it because they disappeared from the face of the earth. But theoretically, the mitzvah applies the yom void. So here also, when he can say the Moshe Mashiach, the mitzvah to have a munah doesn't exist. There is a mitzvah to have a munah. It's impossible to fulfill it. It's not applicable because everybody will have yediyah. I don't know, but Rav Leizer Shach thought that it was a kasha, and he asked it to Rav Elvele. So Rav Elvele, he quotes, the Rav Elvele answered him, you're making a mistake. The pasuk in Yeshaya should not be taken literally, at face value, the way we usually read the pasuk. Everything will be a deer, everything is going to open, everybody's going to know, there won't be any need for Amun. He says, not true. there'll be more yediyah than there is today. And to the extent that there's idea, there's takanol mitzvah v'amuneh. But the fact that the Rambam considers the mitzvah v'amuneh one of the mitzvahs on August l'doyrois, so that means that there will not be a full yediyah. There will never be a full yediyah. Here also, the pasuk says, after Kriyas Yamsuf, after seeing all the Eser Makis and all the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, they said, Zekei l'yadvei. Does that mean something that you can point to your finger and says each one was marabetz when they saw the Gilu Shechina? They said, Zekei l'yadvei. There was more Gilu Shechina. With all Gilu Shechina, there was still the Yamina Bashem of Moshe. There was still room for Amunah. With all of the idea that they had, there was still something missing that they didn't know Klor. So that they fulfilled the mitzvah of Amunah. So apparently, that's what the Blessed Shachrei is going to be lost in love also. There's going to be 99% Yidi, but there'll still be missing a little bit that won't be Klor, even in Moshe Mashiach.
We'll
still need Amunah then. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to have Amunah. Doesn't, not as a substitute for Leis Breyer because he don't have Yediyah. He wants that there shouldn't be full Yediyah. He wants that there should always be a little bit missing, that you should rely on the words of the prophet, on the words of. That's why it's in it.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be Chiyuv Hoshis if there won't be any.
Yeah.